Good day, and welcome to the Volta Finance conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I will turn the conference over to Jim Gilligan. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you, Mary. Good morning, everyone. I thank you for attending this investor conference call, which we organise regularly to update analysts and investors and give them the opportunity to discuss the recent publication of Volta Finance's 2013 annual report and accounts. I, then Serge Deme of AXA Investment Managers Paris, will deliver prepared statements, and there will then be a question and answer period. During the financial year ended 31st July 2013, Volta continued to demonstrate its ability to create value for shareholders with a 37.5% increase in NAV per share, including dividend payments. Indeed, over the period, the NAV increased from €171 million to €246.3 million as at 31st July 2013, and the company paid, in the meantime, two dividends, 26 and 31 cents per share. The company was also able to increase the amount of interest and coupons generated by its assets. In May 2013, our company successfully completed its first new capital raising with a private placement of 2.6 million new ordinary shares at a price of €6.18. for a net proceeds of €16 million, which contributed to the increase in the NAV. The company's profit was €54.1 million for the financial year ended 31st July 2013, compared to profit of €50.6 million for the previous financial year. Taking into consideration our company's objectives to seek to both preserve its capital and to provide a stable stream of income to its shareholders, the board has concluded that dividend payments should not exceed the expected return of our assets less our running costs. Hence, for the financial year ended the 31st July 2013, the board is proposing a final dividend of 31 cents per share in addition to the 31 cents per share interim dividend paid in April 2013. That brings the total dividend rate for the year to 9.3% of the NAV as at 31st July 2013. The board recognises that whilst this is still a strong dividend, it does represent a slight reduction compared with the company's previous practice of paying a dividend of approximately 10% of NAV, excluding cash held at the end of the relevant period. In order to give shareholders an idea of future dividend payments, we publish the projected return of purchased assets in our monthly reports and publish estimates of the projected IRRs of our assets in our annual and semi-annual reports. As usual, shareholders will have the opportunity to receive this dividend payment either in cash or in Volta shares. The dividend payment is planned to be settled on the 30th December. During the annual period, the stigma attached to structured finance assets has largely disappeared and prices have strengthened. Our investment manager considers that an 8 to 10% range will be a reasonable expectation for the level at which new investments can be purchased in the foreseeable future, in line with the continuation of zero or near zero interest rate policies. Taking into account the upcoming dividend payment, a company can be considered as almost fully invested. Considering the current economic and financial situation, a company will focus on reinvesting ongoing cash flows when they are received, whilst managing its cash or near cash position for dividend payment purposes, as well as to honour other financial commitments. Over the financial year, the company had regular contact with equity analysts in order to improve the coverage of the company by the financial community and pursued its contract with the broker to help improve the liquidity of its shares. Volta is fully committed to continuing to manage the situation in the best interest of the shareholders in these still challenging economic conditions. In the next financial year, we hope to continue to prudently increase our asset base and to continue building a strong portfolio that can provide good dividends through new investments or asset switches. Serge Deme of AXA Investment Managers Paris will now provide a brief update about the current situation of Volta's assets and about the investment opportunities that could be available in the current environment. Serge, please go ahead.
Thank you, Jim. As outlined by Jim, during the financial year, Volta continued to invest predominantly in assets that give access to corporate credit exposures and succeeded in increasing both the generation of cash flows coming from the assets and in maintaining the size of the company's asset base despite the negative impact of the US dollar. Indeed, over the financial year, Volta continued to generate a high level of cash flows from its assets. The 32.7 million euros of interest or coupons generated over the period represent a 19.1% annual yield of Volta's beginning of period net asset value. Projecting in the future, Volta should continue to receive a similar amount of interest and coupons in the forthcoming financial year. It should be noted that 55% of Volta's end-of-period GAV consisted of debt assets valued at a significant discount to par, for which redemption of principal amount rather than ongoing coupons are expected to form a significant portion of the anticipated rate of return. We expect principal payments to increase and interest and coupons to reduce to approximately 11 to 12% of the net asset value for the forthcoming financial year due to the NAV increase at the end of the period. Over the financial year, Volta invested the equivalent of 53.9 million euros in investment, purchasing 60.2 million euros of nominal. Volta sold assets for the equivalent of 14.5 million euros and received some principal amount for partial or full redemption of principal amount for the equivalent of 9.7 million euros. This later amount should increase to 25 million to 35 million euros for the forthcoming financial year, depending on the occurrence of early prepayments. Volta was able to maintain a good level of expected internal rate of return, IRR, for its purchases during the financial year at 9.8%. This level is a mix of 12% for the first 6 months period and 9.1% for the last 6 months period. As usual, investors can find in the annual report, section 4 of the Investment Manager report, some projected IRR on Volta's assets depending on standard scenarios regarding default rate of underlying credit portfolios. According to such calculation, the gross asset value of Volta as at 31st July 2013 corresponds to an IRR close to 10.4% when considering the standard assumptions that the rating of the of a portfolio of corporate credit exposure appropriately reflects the probability of default of such entities. Even if this average projected IRR has declined over the recent years, it could still be considered as attractive relative to classic credit market spread or equity premium. The limited decrease in average projected IRR when applying stresses for the underlying portfolios worth being mentioned. Given the current economic and financial situation, the board has instructed the investment manager to focus its attention on two main objectives for the forthcoming financial year. Maintain the expected cash flow from the company's investments through various asset switches while considering the diversity of assets held by the company and reinvest the ongoing cash flows generated by the portfolio in order to pursue yield and diversification whilst maintaining the asset base and keeping in mind the need to finance future dividend payments. Considering the current market situation, we will continue to focus on assets for which, under reasonably conservative assumption, at least an 8% internal rate of return can be expected. At the time of speaking, our general view on the current economic situation is that some developments in the Eurozone have reduced uncertainties for the coming quarters, even if the imbalances that exist amongst countries that collectively form the Eurozone have not been totally resolved. The economic situation of the U.S. seems to be more stable, although the coming discussion around the debt ceiling and the U.S. budget will bring some uncertainty, and Volta will continue investing on both sides of the Atlantic, Europe carrying more fundamental risk, but trading at deeper discounts. It should be noted that the deleveraging of banks in Europe should continue. It has been a source of opportunities for Volta in the financial year under review, and should continue being so for the coming period. During the financial year, Volta has been participating either directly or indirectly in bank balance sheet transactions. The investment manager has a proven track record in arranging and investing in these transactions. More of this could come in the future. Volta should be well placed to exploit such a situation, given our experienced investment teams, few constraints in terms of ratings, and very few liabilities. That's the end of our prepared statement, and we can now open the questions and answer session. Please, Marie, could you remind all participants how it works?
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We'll take the first question from Eric Schmal from Rabobank.
Good morning. My question regards to the share increase that we've seen in May recently, which was, of course, dilutive to the shareholders. Can you elaborate on how dilutive this has been, and how will you do this in the future? Do you still is it still a risk for shareholders that you will do more issues below NAV?
Serge, would you like to start on the dilutive issue, and then we can join in thereafter?
Sure, no problem. So the share issue in May was at 6.18 euro per share. I think it was above the average, any moving average of Volta shares during the previous weeks or months. But you're right, it was at discount to the net asset value, to the gross asset value, sorry. I think something like 5 or 6% discount. So if we consider the impact on relative to the gross asset value, which is something like 0.4%, but it should be noted that it was above the average price of share price. So yes, dilutive relative to the GAV, but Volta share, as any share, trade in the market, and we can discuss for a long time if. The real value of the share is the share price or is the underlying GAV, but probably it's a mix of both. And going forward, I think we should consider this kind of thing in the future again. It is true that the board member and AXA-IM consider that we would like to see the share price very, very close to the GAV, so we have a tendency to consider the GAV or the NAV to be an important reference for Volta. So, yes, we can consider again to repeat this kind of operation, but it should be and it will be as close as possible to the latest published GAV, as it was, as we have done in May.
So does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
We'll now take our next question from Francis McLean, who's a private investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you very much. Sorry, just on the share transactions that you may potentially do in the future. Is there how will you balance that against your overall company's IRR? Because as a private investor, my main concern about the share dilution was that you reinvested the proceeds of that share issuance at around sort of 9%, which is kind of 7.5% after management fees. And so, as an existing shareholder, that was something of concern to me. Are you looking at sort of kind of a minimum IRR that you'd be able to reinvest any proceeds from additional equity raisings? Thank you.
Yeah, that's a very good question, Francis. Yeah, I mean, certainly that's very much in the board's thoughts when in looking at such issues. and obviously one of a number of things, but it is a very key point in looking at how any money raised can be reinvested, and that's taken into significant consideration. Serge, do you want to add?
Yes, probably what I can say in relation what was in the, what we said in the annual report and what we mentioned a few minutes ago. At the moment, considering the market situation, we have a minimum threshold, if I can say so, at 8% IRR. So we will consider only investment above 8% IRR, which for investing for Volta. We know that some of our competitors investing in more risky assets supposed to yield a bit more, but we think at the moment that the difference in yield between the safer assets we purchase and the more risky that some of our competitors purchase, which is 1 or 2 points or 2 or 3 points, we consider this increase in yield very modest relative to the risk that is taken. So we prefer recognizing that we are in a period which is going to end at some point in time. We are at the end of a zero interest rate policy for now 5 or 6 years in the US. It means that there is a strong compression of rates, a strong compression of credit spread. The Fed is supposed to hike rates probably in 2015. So we will see at some point in time a normalization of interest rate policy. This normalization should permit Volta investing in higher assets or higher yielding assets. But for the moment, we prefer being a bit conservative, probably investing in assets between 8 and 9, maximum 10% IRR. If we think we find something more juicy, we will do it. But between 8 and 10%, and be conservative, and just recognize that interest rates are very, very low, and that making 8 to 10% performance in a zero interest rate policy is still a very, very good bet and still a very good performance.
Francis, does that resonate with you? I mean, are you like yield driven? It'd be interesting to have your thoughts.
Yeah, I think I completely agree in terms of, I think 8 to 10% seems a very very reasonable range of returns. I guess it's the question with the share price trading at like 12.5% below NAV at the moment, is it would seem better to be reinvesting cash flows to buy back shares rather than issuing further shares. Because realistically, are you going to be able to invest if we've got a 9.7% dividend yield after management fees? That means for you to raise money, you have to invest at north of 10% in order to meet kind of, you know, the current dividend policy. And so it's just a kind of concern with rates so low. It doesn't seem to be the time to be raising equity as a current investor, but obviously I think the manager's done an excellent job so far. So, but I would say that'd be my main concern.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for that feedback, Francis. That's very helpful. I would obviously the board take all of these things into consideration. Thank you.
Great,
does that answer your question then, Francis?
Yeah, yes, it does. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Again, as a reminder to ask a question, please press *1. As there are no further questions, I'd like to hand the call back over to your hosts for any additional or closing remarks.
Okay, thanks, Marion. And thanks, everyone, for participating today. And certainly thanks very much for the very important feedback. So we'll continue, and as I say, we continue to take advantage of the very expert views and service of AXA Investment Managers. So thank you very much, everyone. That's the end of the call.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, all participants.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.